Now, I think that one of the things that will probably be coming up for you around about now is, okay, Joel, so I get that my work is brilliant, that I do have brilliant, amazing things to bring to the world, and that the system in and of itself, whilst damaging and an MLM and all of the things, it actually works. It's a great foundation for building a business. So that being the case, why is it that I can't sell my stuff with it, my thing with it? And obviously, as we progress, we're going to really help you to really own how powerful your work is, which is going to transform a lot for you anyway. But what I really want you to understand is that the system itself is is very reductive. It turns people's amazing work into one-line statements, into niches or niches. And because of that, it cannot even begin to encapsulate the enormity of the work that you have to bring to the world. So while it's some of the stuff that you've learned in the system is really valuable, really useful, the key is that it is not enough on its own to sell your best, highest value, soul level work to the best premium clients at a premium fee. It is not enough to do that consistently because it is too reductive. And so it's not a case of you having done something wrong. It's a case of your business coaches not knowing how to apply their very reductive system, the very reductive system that they were taught, to your unique gifts and talents. And so the idea that you would be able to do that yourself when even your seven-figure business coaches can't do that is, well, it's impossible. I mean, it's not impossible, obviously. Nothing's impossible, but it's pretty damn difficult to figure that out without an understanding of why it's not working. And when the very people who are selling the thing can't tell you why it's not working because they don't understand, other than it's too vast and you're not reducing it into a teeny niche for a teeny individual person, they can't get their head around that. So you'll find, if you've ever been in one of these bigger group programs and listened in on a call where, you know, there's lots of people getting on having conversation with one or more coaches, you will find that people will keep on coming up against this. People will keep on banging their heads against this. They'll be like, but I don't know how to turn this into a one line statement. I don't know how. It's more than that. And the coaches will basically tell them that what they're trying to sell is not specific enough. It's not specific enough. It's not tangible enough. And therefore, they can't do it. Like, it can't be done. They'll basically tell them that. And that is where the frustration cycle comes. Because you're trying and trying and trying to apply this thing to work that doesn't reduce down the way that the system requires work to be reduced down to sell. So the key here is to see that while there are lots of useful things that you have learned within the system in and of itself is not enough. And so you can literally let go of your frustration. You can just like put it down, like give it up. There is no need to blame yourself. There is no need to blame the system. It's just not good enough for what you want to use it for. That's all. It's as simple as that. And so you can let go of it. Now, one of the ways that I'm going to help you to let go of it is that you are going to create, like, how do I explain this? Not exactly create, but you're going to identify all of the things that you do and say to yourself and think to yourself that are like hangovers from the system. I want you to identify all of the things, and I recommend that you keep like a diary and like just like add to this as you go, because you'll see it coming up. You'll see it coming up. All of these things that I've been talking about, you'll have these questions. Yeah, but maybe I'm not good enough. Or but yeah, but maybe if I had figured it out, I would know this, and if I had figured it out, I would know that, and so on and so forth. Start recording all of these things, because I'm gonna refer to this for simplicity's sake, as your system shadow or your system hangover, because this is going to come up repeatedly. It's always going to be there until it's not, and that's going to take a lot more than 8 weeks. So I want you to create this this profile, if you will, of your system shadow or your system hangover, that identifies all the things that you still say to yourself, tell yourself, think about yourself. And the same applies to others as well. You say and think and do about others as well. So that you can identify whenever that comes up, that it's actually just your system shadow. It's actually just your system hangover. It's not you. It's the indoctrinated piece of you. And the reason that I want you to do this is because it means that whenever this comes up for you, you can go, oh, this isn't me. This is my system hangover. This is my system shadow. This isn't me. This is the indoctrination. The benefit of that means that when these things come up, when these thoughts bubble up inside of you, you don't have to spend forever agonizing over where is it coming from? What is this block about? It's not a block. It's just the system hangover. So yeah, I want you to start creating that and adding to it all the time, so that you can literally separate the thoughts, the feelings, the behaviors that belong to the system shadow versus the things that belong to you.